This is The More You Know, a Star Trek reboot fanfic written by Kay Tree and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the pairing Kirk McCoy, and takes place post-movie. And remember, kids, only you can prevent trans-time singularities. Jim points at the vidcam with a shit-eating grin. Your sarcasm was funny 2 hours ago, the tired vidcam operator says, as the rest of the heroes of the Federation snort and chuckle in exhausted amusement. Well, except for Spock, who just looks disapproving. Sorry, Jim says, mostly sincerely. But you gotta admit, these promotionals are kinda silly. Mine's about drugs, Chekov says, looking offended. Why is Hikaru's about safe sex, and I have to talk about the dangers of drugs? Sulu grins at his friend. Cause I'm the dashing hot one? Hey! This last is uttered as Bones borrows the pad with his script and marches up to take a position in front of the vidcam. If someone's going to talk about safe sex, it might as well be me, Bones says shortly. In his gray suit, Jim suspects Bones is just promoting sex, period. But he refrains from mentioning that as he gets up obligingly. He moves to stand behind the operator, grinning at his friend. Bones reads the safe sex script, and then points directly at the camera. And remember, even universe-saving captains can catch Andorian herpes if they don't wear protection. Don't worry, Jim, your prescription is in my hypo already. Jim's jaw drops in horror as the rest of the crew howls with laughter, and even the vidcam operator is shaking with mirth, so hard he has to put his cam down. Bones! Jim is already walking over to his CMO, appalled. I don't... Still speaking in that news-announcing voice, Bones turns back to the vidcam again. Yeah, sorry, he really doesn't. How do you know? Uhura asks. Bones flushes, caught, and Jim starts to laugh. Got you, baby, he says, stealing a kiss. The rest of the crew's laughter becomes delighted, one or two of them even clapping. He doesn't look to see who it is. Yeah, you do, Bones says, kissing him back briefly. And then they move so that Scotty can inform the Federation of the importance of recycling. The end.